Blackstone Audio presents Please Don't Tell by Elizabeth Adler. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. For Annabel Adler Avery and Eric Avery. Prologue. It was a winter afternoon, and a stormy sky was looming. The man was waiting in the black Range Rover, parked in the darkest part of the coffee shop lot, away from the lights, when he felt the pain again. A pressure in his chest, a floating sensation in his head. Only a few seconds, though. The first time he'd felt that was when he'd lifted a table to move it to a more prominent position. Fool. He should have known better. He must have pulled a shoulder muscle, and now it was acting up just when he needed to be at his best. His brain cleared. The pain left. He forgot about it and concentrated on the work at hand. The lot was almost empty. Just a couple of vehicles belonging, he knew, to the kitchen staff. Customers always parked round the front. It was one of a popular chain in California, right off Highway 1 south of San Francisco. He knew exactly what time the girl's shift finished. Knew how she would burst out of the staff door, bubbling with laughter and relief at getting out of there, sometimes with others, but more often on her own. He knew her car was the 10-year-old Chevy Blazer that often broke down, and for which she had no insurance, and which she always left in the same spot in back of the cafe, so no nosy cop, dropping in for a cup of coffee and pancakes with phony maple syrup, would take notice of, and maybe ask questions about a vehicle that looked as crappy as that. He knew exactly where she lived. In fact, he knew exactly what her small studio apartment looked like. He had been there, easily forcing the cheap lock when she was at work, looking round, touching her things, inspecting the tiny bathroom and the plastic shower stall with the plastic curtain that must have stuck to her naked body when she took her shower. He had run his tongue over her toothbrush, sniffed the underpants she'd left on the floor with the rest of her clothing, exactly where she'd stepped out of them the previous night. He had lain down on her unmade bed, rested his head on her pillow, surprised to find the sheets were clean. She was not a dirty girl, just sloppy and untidy and careless. He'd marked her as his victim when he had gone into the coffee shop, and she had made eye contact, ready to flirt with a customer in the hope of a good tip, though any tip she'd get was probably negligible. He'd liked her fresh, clean skin, the pinkness of her cheek.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?